Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are joined now by Rena Zuckerman. She's a human rights and national security lawyer. She's an analyst specializing in information warfare in the Middle East. We wanted to discuss with her what is happening in terms of the Houthis. Like, where are we with the peace deal, with the ceasefire? How are they navigating this, so to speak? Rena, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hope you are well. Can you give us an overview as to where we are in this conflict with the Houthis?
The news are not very comforting. The Houthis have actually not been seriously damaged by the last Israeli strike. It took out one chief of staff, essentially, and several mid-range individuals, but none of the really senior leadership, none of the decision makers. The figures that have been killed have been quickly replaced by technocrats who were quickly replaced by the zealots from the Houthi proper links. We are seeing that the Houthi activity has actually been globalizing this entire time. While they have a sort of a truce with Israel, they have been focusing on developing relationships with other regional terrorist organizations like Al-Shabaab across the Red Sea in Somalia, which indicates that there's a formation of ties between these terrorist organizations. Increased danger in the Red Sea. There's still a continuation of attacks and harassment of ships in the area, which has largely rerouted the traffic through other pathways, significantly delaying and raising shipping costs and insurance costs for international shipping.
So is it still an active problem?
Yes, very much is. In fact, the freedom of navigation, while central to the global economic order, has actually been continuously under attack this entire time. There's still no coherent strategy as to how eliminate the Houthi presence from looming perpetually over the Red Sea. There is no clear strategy by the partners. There is no conclusive settlement, and the Houthis have rejected all comprehensive deals that have been proposed by various actors. Quite frankly, the Houthis now remain the most powerful branch of the Iranian proxy octopus in the region. Hezbollah has been weakened severely, but is rearming actively, and it has retained ties with the Houthis. Hamas is essentially cornered, but still continues to be a problem for the time being, mostly for opposition groups in Gaza. And some of the groups, and also for the Palestinian Authority. But the Houthis have never been properly constrained. They remain very much at large. They have made very significant inroads into the south of Yemen, and they continue to remain a regional problem, and it is only a matter of time before they resume the more aggressive aspects of their regional program.
Are they still completely Iranian-funded, and does Iran still have both the desire and the funding to continue? Because there's no other place that they getting assistance.
Actually, it has been. There's been a continuous flow of contraband. Some of the ships have been recently intercepted by the Yemeni military, one of the shipments that intercepted contained not just the usual weapons components as we have come to expect, but chemicals, which indicates the broadening and the expansion of the program, of the weapons arms programs that the Houthis are involved in, and the fact that they're using increasingly dangerous and toxic materials to in order to press their objectives.
So what can we expect to happen in the next, in the next year with the Houthis? Is it all dependent on the rest of the Middle East, with what happens with Gaza, or is it purely an Iranian-US-Israel dependent outcome?
The Houthis have used Gaza as a justification for their attacks on the international shipping. Should the Gaza conflict be settled conclusively, that will no longer be the excuse they'll be using, but I'm sure they'll find something else. In fact, largely much depends on how quickly Iran rearms and returns to its baseline after the having faced the aftermath of the U.S. strikes on its nuclear program and Israeli strikes that took out many of its conventional defenses. I think Iran is hesitant to put its at this point most enduring proxy into play until it itself finds itself in a better shape. And I also think with the world's attention focused on Gaza right now, the Houthis are using this opportunity to rebuild and reconstruct. But most of the region is well aware of the threat. There is a reason why the Saudis are pressing the Trump administration to sell 48 F-35s. This is not an idle exercise in defense spending. They are indeed concerned about the potential future escalation with the Houthis, and in fact, just recently, the Saudi forces actually attacked some of the Houthi targets in Yemen. This has not been widely reported in Western media, but it indicates that there is a concern about their present danger, immediate danger even to Saudi interests, despite the fact that for the past 2 years, the Houthis have been mostly focused on Israel.
Right. That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Irina Zuckerman, thank you. As always, Irina is a human rights and national security lawyer based in the United States.